An advocate general at the European Court of Justice has advised the court to confirm the removal of Hamas and the Tamil Tigers from the EU terrorism blacklist. Eleanor Sharpston recommends the court to reject an appeal by the Council of EU members that argues that the two groups should be back on the blacklist. She says the Council cannot rely on facts and evidence found in press articles and on the internet. Sharpston's opinion is not binding on the court's judges, but is usually followed by them. Israel is against the move and accuses the bloc of, quote, staggering hypocrisy. Hamas and the Tamil Tigers have argued that the judges did not rely on independent investigations when they first put the two groups in the blacklist. The assets of the Palestinian Resistance Movement and Sri Lanka's LTTE have been frozen since almost 15 years ago. Let's speak to Saad Nimr. He's a professor of political science with the Birzeit University, and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Nimr. Now, even though, as we just mentioned, Sharpton's opinion is not binding, it's another step closer to removing Hamas from that blacklist of terrorists. What do you make of that? What kind of effects is this going to have?
Well, I believe that at least the court came into a real sense when they removed Hamas from the list, as well as the Tamil Tigers. But for Hamas, definitely it's quite an important issue from our point of view that the court will, you know, realize that. Hamas was put on the terrorist list, yes, by the pressure of Israel and the United States, when the Europeans had to follow the Israeli campaign at that time against Hamas. But the question is, did Hamas do anything outside Palestine to be considered as a terrorist organization? This is an important question which the Europeans cannot even answer, to say that Hamas had did anything in Europe or anywhere else around the world apart from fighting the occupation, which is absolutely, from the Palestinian point of view, illegal struggle against the occupation, which granted in 1982 with a United Nations resolution stating that the Palestinian people have the right to resist the occupation in any way they would find it appropriate. So we don't think that Hamas is a terrorist organization at all. It was the part of the campaign that Israel had initiated against all the Palestinian factions who are resisting the occupation.
Right, let me just pick up on that point, Professor Nimr. As you just mentioned, there are different Palestinian factions that are fighting against the Israeli occupation. However, what is it about Hamas that irks Israel and its supporters so much?
Well, it's because, remember that the campaign, generally speaking, against Islamic terrorists, as they put it, between brackets, the Islamic terrorism, as the American had tried to show after 9/11, definitely had an effect. So they were targeting all the Palestinian and other groups, which are, you know, Islamic groups, regardless of whether they are really terrorist organizations or not. We are not talking here about al-Nusra or al-Qaeda or Daesh. No, we are talking about a Palestinian organization like Hamas or al-Jihad al-Islami, and they are committed to resisting the occupation within Palestine border, and they have no other actions outside. Plus, an additional thing, that the American and the Israeli, they refused after the 9/11 incident to identify what do they mean by terrorism. There was calls to hold a conference to identify and to define what do we mean by a terrorist organization. They both refused it, because by the end of the day, if there is a conference to define terrorism, Israel would be also named as a terrorist state. So
right,
they didn't want, they want to keep it, they want to keep it open so they can accuse whoever they like.
Okay, that's Professor Saad Nimr, professor of political science with the Birzeit University, joining us via Skype from Birzeit. Professor Nimr, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.